Good morning. This is the pop-up radio station, which we'll call Congregation. I'm on the road again, heading towards Cong. And today is the Saturday of the Unconference in Cong. Now, by way of waking up this morning, I'll tell you that I'm driving along in 5 degrees centigrade, signpost to Galway, Gort and somewhere else, the purpose of this audio boo is to take you on a journey to an unconference. Well, have you ever been to an unconference? I mean, is the word in your golf bag the unconference? I mean, I bet you've been to a conference, and I bet you know that a conference is very straightforward. You register in advance, you turn up on the day, you're given a pack, the program is all fixed, and you go to whatever sessions you like, and you sit in the audience, and you might be given a little bit of a chance at the end of each speaker's speech from a podium with some slides. You might be given an opportunity to ask a question during the question and answers, and each of the sessions will end at a certain time, and if the conference organisers can be on top of their game, they'll get through, maybe 8 speakers in the day. And if they're really, really innovative as a conference, they'll lay on some sideline talks which you can choose to go to as well. But the programme will be set in advance. The topic will be led by a speaker, and it'll be, to a certain extent, it'll be participative, because you will participate with yourself within your imagination. The most participative form of a conference that I know involves using a hashtag and lots of tweets from the floor and from people who even aren't at the conference, and all the tweets being put up on a digital display in the foyer or somewhere. And some people mightn't even go into the talks. They spend their time chatting with other people. And that, the best of its type that I can think of immediately into my head, is the Web Summit in Dublin. And some of the part of the conference, in addition to there being a speaker, can be on stage, what they call at the Web Summit, a fireside chat, or in other words, a one-to-one interview, or a panel. So that's a conference, if you like. And an unconference tries to stand that on its head. So the bit that is common to all unconferences is this, that all the people who come to the conference, every single one of them, have a chance to run a session. The one I was at before involved a whole of blankish board being up with the time slots, and if you wanted to run a session, you put yourself down and you kind of advertised your session. And your mother might be the only person who came to it, or else you might have them cramming out the doorway, unable to get into the session. And then, well, that was the unconference aspect of it. In other words, the organizers of the event, all they could say was that the theme of the event is, for sake of argument, the social media you have in your pocket. Imagine that to be a conference, an unconference. And that would be, and I don't think I thought that up. I suspect somebody's used that already. By the way, it's left to Ennis Diamond and left to Kinrush and left to Ennis. Those of you who know the road, or those of you who don't know the road particularly. So the unconference idea. Now, how you run individual sessions within an unconference is something that I think most people haven't yet got their head around, because almost all of the unconference sessions I've been to have had that unconference-y introduction to it. But when you got into the thing, somebody was giving a bit of a speech, and they had, let's say, 20 minutes to give it, longer in some cases. And they did the usual thing, they filled the, they filled 4/5 of the time with their own agenda, And then they left some time for conversation, interaction, question and answer from the floor. So I think that unconference isn't yet a totally coherent idea, but it's being taken to a different level this weekend because of two particular features. The unconference that Owen Kennedy has arranged in, has organized, and you know, big shout out for Owen Kennedy, who I've never met face to face, but you know, hire him to help you think through your event is what I say, because he's done a bloody good job on this one. The unconferencing part of it is fabulous, because it's been done in advance, and the way you get to come to the conference, the way you get in the into the places where the conference is being held, is by writing a blog post, which is published on a blog, on a little website actually, and it's a damn good website. It's got lots of sub pages anyway, and lots of different topics. And it's about as good a website with a black background as I have seen that I can remember. Apparently tricky websites with black backgrounds, but certainly. But anyway, the you had to write a blog post to get in, and secondly, all the people who come to the conference are speakers. That's the way it's been pitched. 100 speakers in 4 venues on a single day. Well, and then there are things called huddles. Now, I don't even know what a huddle is, but it's a group of people gathering together in a place.
Yeah.
That's how the conference is structured. They gather together in a place, which will almost certainly be a pub or a hotel lobby or a bar or something like that. Left to Barefield, left to Ennis, and straight on to Galway. I've driven 125 miles since I left Cork yesterday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, by the way. Anyway, keeping on track, forgive me for that digression. You, I think, are expected to, or invited to, run a huddle. Now, that means that you will lead a conversation. There's no guidance, I think, given in the typical unconference form for how to run a session, a huddle. But the huddle will be 10 people or so, and I presume that they're all willing volunteers and they haven't been all given a little coloured form when they arrive saying, you're in stream number 6 at, 4 o'clock, and you must go there to hear Paul O'Mahony leading a huddle on a topic that you're not interested in. Instead, I think it will be loose. And, that's enough now. That's enough.
So, that's it. That's 11 minutes. It isn't. I'm now moving to shorter episodes from the pop-up radio station, Studio O'Mahony on the road, and an unashamed plug for my business called Change Agents Branding. And what do we do? What do we do? Why do we exist? Well, what we actually do is we produce more meaningful marketing, which will attract people, and that's the end of the. I'm not trying to sell you anything, but that's the. You know, they say that you should always say at the end of a piece of audio, make sure that you say, I can be found on changeagents.ie, I can be found on hello at changeagents.ie, I can be found on Twitter under O'Mahony blog, and I could carry on and, bore the pants off you. Okay, there we are, Paul O'Mahony saying, have a very, very good weekend yourself. On the road to Kong. Bye-bye.